But of course, for most of us, we know how to grow teeth, and therefore we can take adult stem teeth, put them on a biodegradable mold, regrow a tooth, and simply implant it. And we can do it with other things. So a Spanish woman who was dying of TB had a donor trachea. They took all the cells off the trachea. They spray painted her stem cells onto that cartilage. She regrew her own trachea, and 72 hours later it was implanted. She's now running around with her kids. This is going on in Tony Atala's lab in Wake Forest, where he's regrowing ears for injured soldiers, and he's also regrowing bladders. So there are now 9 women walking around Boston with regrown bladders, which is much more pleasant than walking around with a whole bunch of plastic bags the rest of your life. This is kind of getting boring, right? I mean, you understand where this story is going. But it gets more interesting. Last year, this group was able to take all the cells off a heart, leaving just the cartilage. Then they sprayed stem cells onto that heart from a mouse. Those stem cells self-organized, and that heart started to beat. Life happens. This may be one of the ultimate papers. This was done in Japan and in the US, published at the same time, and it rebooted skin cells into stem cells last year. That means that you can take the stuff right here and turn it into almost anything in your body. And this is becoming common. It's moving very quickly. It's moving in a whole series of places.